My favorite pets.
The clattering of the door to my laboratory heralded the arrival of Scray, his feet shuffling as he carried a heavy load of arcane supplies he had been sent to the market for. His diminutive form made its way inside, though the bundled-up mishmash of vials and other glasswares was the first I saw, upheld by his trembling, red-scaled paws. Scray was one of my newer pets, a kobold from the forest on the surface, above the great city of Orlo-O-Romas, the home of my people, a tangled web of tunnels and caves deep underground. The small kobold, still a cub, though of sexual maturity by now, gingerly unpacked his supplies, refilling vials in their racks, gingerly pouring fresh acids and bases into my favorite ceramic containers, small etchings of my people's writing denominating which was what. Scray knew their positions by memory, as well as me having taught him just a smudgeon of the letters. Only the youth of his mind and his keen intellect enabling him to be able to read it. Eventually, with a few tinkles of glassware and bubbling sounds, and rattling of brass and steel, my pet finished his task and stepped up to my position at my large desk at the end of the laboratory. All the while he had been toiling, I had been deeply engrossed in one of my spell tomes, arcane symbols and words imprinting themselves into the very core of my mind, one tentacle or the other, idly turning the pages as my three-digit hands caressed the words there, the unique lettering of my species holding the secrets of my spells, tiny grooves within the four-lined letters sinking and rising on the pages, complex thoughts and abstractions in writ. I was nearly done with my preparations for the day when my pet's knees hit the stone floors with a dull thud, and he prostrated himself in front of me. I could sense a bit of dread and fear coming from his mind, so I closed the tome in a huff, the tentacles in front of my head writhing with agitation. "What is the problem?" I called into his mind.
"Master,"
the small kobold said in yappering undercommon, still prostrated, his fear increasing.
"I did not get the full value for the last crop of slaves."
"Why is that?" He seemed to turn even smaller than he was, his form crumbling up on the floor.
"Mastral Stalsanarm, the potion seller, he had been to the surface too. Most recently, in fact, it would appear he had targeted the same villages as you did, master."
I drew out a long and blubbery sigh, got to my feet, tentacles extending fully below and above my head, writhing and waving around, an obvious sign of my agitation. I knew it had been a good target. I knew I should have brought home more of the industrious loggers and farmers of the new human settlements that had sprung up recently. But, in a sense, I had been greedy. I thought if I only raided a little, took some slaves but not all, then they would still breed, still bring in more of their kin to be exploited. The slave market works on supply and demand after all. If Alstralsaram had been there before Scray, that seems strange. The village's terror was fresh when we struck, and it had only been a fortnight since. Maybe he had access to a portal then. As my mind wandered, I suddenly noticed my pet getting to his knees, muttering under his breath. A spell, a trick. His paws were moving deftly in front of him, the fear in his mind turning to glee as he finished his incantation, My surprise so big, I did not manage to react before the first glows of light appeared in his scaled paws. A psionic wave of energy exploded out from me, invisible to the naked eye, but to my mind causing ripples in the fabric of space and time as it tore towards the kobold, rendering him paralyzed, while at the same time his spell took effect. The light set his paws turned blue and multiplied again as they streaked through the air. A spell unknown to me, but not unlike magic missile, though each appeared to glow brighter and more powerful, and there were so many. I counted 14 as they flew towards me, before one of my contingency wards sprang into life, a glow of green energy washing out in a bubble around me to meet the approaching missiles and nullify them. Then I sensed a powerful emotion of glee and self-satisfaction from Scream as the missiles exploded in colorful lights just before they met my ward. Giant butterflies loudly fluttering out of the noiseless explosions, darting this way and that towards the ceiling, before disintegrating in specks of amber magical sparks that drifted towards the floor and tables of my laboratory before vanishing completely, leaving the room to be dark again, except for the green bubble that still shimmered around me. The upper hand was mine now, as the small kobold was still paralyzed from the mind blast, and I stepped around the table and strode towards him, towering over his diminutive form. He was less than 2 feet tall, and I was 6. His snout barely made it to my groin if I bent my knees a little, and the sight of my black-cloaked body must have been terrifying. That is, were it not for the fact that Scray seemed to enjoy the way I was able to so completely dominate him, both physically, mentally, and magically. His mind was totally bereft of the fear and dread that most would feel when in front of a mind flayer who could latch on and suck their brains out without even fighting back. And yet here he was, my little pet, his reptilian eyes staring intently at my own opaque ones, his mind churning eagerly at the prospect of the punishment for his insolence. My kin does not take kindly to those who study the arcane, nor those who treat the lesser races as anything other than cattle and chattel. Yet the human I had emerged from some 90 years ago had one certain quirk: a voracious sexual appetite. A quirk which I have inherited, at first to my dismay, and later to my deep enjoyment. My arcane studies made me an outcast already, and I made sure that my abode was situated at the very edge of our city, as far from the elder brain as possible, so as to avoid conflicts of interest and my own destruction. Results matter, though, and my army of slaves and thralls was as big as most. I raided frequently and enslaved and brought back enough sentience to keep both my kin and especially the elder brain satisfied that I was a contributor to our species. Most, of course, I would enthrall with the powers of my mind, binding them, warding their minds and hearts in psionic traps that would still their blood flow or blow their brains out if they disobeyed. Yet, unlike so many others, I felt not the need to torture them aimlessly, to have their blood spilled in the arenas needlessly, nor did I treat the other major powers of the Underdark with overt hostility when I led a trade delegation to their cities. If the lesser races cannot accomplish more with cooperation, why should we not do the same? Yet, that is a preposterous thought to my kin, and I never shared it out loud, not even in my mind. Complex wards would be woven when I ventured out into the city, yet I knew the rumors persisted, especially of my appetites. Of the creatures I would buy, and how I would inspect them, my mind probing deep within theirs, my digits trailing their bodies, my thorough inspection of their genitals, the fact I always brought back male specimens. Once back in my abode, sequestered in their barracks or lairs or pools or whatever their species required, my favorite slaves would have my designs revealed to them. There would be pain and punishment, but also rewards and enjoyments. The wards I wove would protect them and myself from prying minds, so as their life here would not be as dreary and horrifying as elsewhere in the city. All I require is that they must serve, willingly or otherwise. I keep my slaves much longer than the others. I train them. I feed them enough. I don't feed from the majority of those I bring back, only from those we catch above the Underdark or far from the city. The Dark Elves are among my favorite victims. Their haughty cruelty, not unlike my own kin, an absolute joy to eviscerate as I devour their brains. Yet even some of them have found places in my abode. Exceptional individuals whom I can enjoy, their bodies mine to punish and pleasure as I will.